Time for our daily thought. Dr. Simon Colstow looks pretty cold too. He's just walked in. Morning, Simon.
Morning.
Simon from Botley in Hampshire, of course, a scientist and a Christian, bringing us our thoughts every day for the rest of the week. And Simon, over to you.
Thank you. Good morning. In my day job, I work as a scientist involved in medical research. Although I don't get paid quite as much as I might like, an important part of this job for me is the feeling that I'm doing something worthwhile that will probably help other people in the long term. A particularly critical part of any medical research project is the first time a new medicine is given to humans. This sort of experiment normally happens between 5 and 10 years into a project, and although we have a great deal of information about the new medicine at this point, it's only when it is finally tested on a person that we get to find out if it causes more good than harm. As you can probably imagine, such experiments are performed very carefully and with close attention paid not only to the medical science aspect, but also to the ethics. Indeed, we have to ask ourselves 4 key ethical questions before proceeding. Firstly, are we trying to do good? Secondly, are we causing any harm? Thirdly, are we respecting the autonomy, that's the free choice, of our willing participants? And fourthly, are we acting fairly and respecting equality? Prior to doing medical research, I hadn't really heard about these 4 principles. But the more I had to consider them professionally, the more I've found them applicable to other areas of my life as well. Time and again, when facing a decision about how to act, I find myself asking these 4 questions. Am I trying to do good? Am I trying to avoid harm? Am I respecting other people? And finally, am I acting fairly?
Yeah, good point. That'll be our mantra for the morning. It's very good, Simon. We'll see you same time tomorrow.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, keep warm. There you are, Dr. Simon Colstow with our daily thought for today.